Took a little look at it, right, Barry?
I did.
And how about the dirty stuff? What's your perspective as a farmer?
So this whole farm bill, right?
Yeah.
They're coming at it. They're coming at it from the process, from the point of view of food safety.
Yeah.
So from their point of view, anything that's grown on a farm is grown in the dirt.
Yeah.
And dirt is dirty. It's germy. It's bad. And so only after you've taken it out of the dirt, cleaned it up, processed it, steamed it, nuked it, put it in a can, processed it, you know, and made it essentially not food anymore, only then is it suitable to be eaten.
Yeah.
So anything from a farm is just not suitable for being eaten because it's got dirt in it, which means germs, which can make you sick.
From their point of view, which is, of course, wrong.
Right. Yeah. So what's the education that needs to happen, Barry?
People need to embrace real food. They have to eschew the stuff that's in cans, processed food.
Uh-huh.
They have to embrace the dirt.
Yeah, you have to embrace the dirt. That's right.
So what do you think about the diversified farm? Like on your farm, you've got animals, you've got flowers on the side of the field, you know, you've got little kids running around. What's the pickish picture of the ideal farm? What's a real healthy food safety, Barry? What's healthy food safety?
Well, of course, a real farm is going to look different depending on its biosphere that it's in.
Okay.
Whatever habitat it's in.
Yeah.
So farms in the desert are going to look different than farms in the rainforest. They're going to look different than farms in... So it's going to depend from farm to farm.
Uh-huh.
We live in a desert, so having a farm that has a lot of animals on it, where you have to grow the animal feed, is impossible because water is such a problem.
Yeah.
So, and you can't grow wheat in the rainforest. So it really depends from farm to farm. But biodiversity is everything. I mean, the soil provides the food, and the soil was developed over millions of years of evolution, and all the bugs and germs and little critters in the soil are what make food possible.
Well, you go through the ultimate lengths to have healthy soil.
Right.
Why?
We feed the soil because the soil has all these millions and millions of little critters in it, and those little critters interact with the roots of the plant and make the plant healthy. Without healthy soil, you can't have healthy plants. Without healthy plants, you can't have healthy people.
Why?
You pick the plant, it's healthy. Why? Because there's all these phytonutrients inside of the plant.
Yeah.
Those phytonutrients are absolutely essential for human health. I mean, we didn't evolve on a farm. Humans are several million years old. Farms are only a few thousand years old. And what we've tried to do is we've tried to recreate nature on a farm. Well, you can't do that. Before we lived on farms, we were out there in the forest eating a whole broad spectrum of foods, getting all these different phytonutrients, and we were healthy.
Yeah.
Now we're just getting a minuscule portion of that phytonutrient spectrum, and that's why we're not healthy. So on a farm, you try to grow as many different kinds of things as possible so that people get a really broad spectrum of phytonutrients so they'll be healthy.
Okay, thanks a lot, Barry. This is Barry Logan with La Milpa Organic Farm, eating his food. He eats his own food.